Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 7th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mayalov here, and we have a couple of our great friends from the Southwood County YMCA in with us right now. We have our good friend, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director. Always good to see you, Aaron.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It seems like it's been a while. It seems like it's been a little while.
So
it's good
to... other people want to come here, and then I get left out.
I get it. Well, it's good to have you here. Thanks a lot. And thank you for bringing Sarah Wheeler is with us as well, community health worker. Sarah, good to see you.
Yes, good to see you, too.
Appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for being here. And I have to tell you both right away, I love your glasses. Both of you have wicked awesome glasses. You're immediately making me think I got to get different colored glasses. Yeah. I got to get some more fun looking glasses. I like that. We have a lot to talk about today. I don't want to waste too much time talking fashion. We got things to get to. Sarah, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I wanted to talk today about a new program that we have launched within the last month or two called Forever Well. It's a program for active agers, 55 and older. And some other Ys have this program. It was a need in our community that I feel like could really serve our Y members and our community in general. The concept behind the program is for people of this age or older to connect with each other, improve their health by socializing and getting a sense of community, doing activities together, something for them to look forward to. And we can definitely serve them at the Y. We have a lot of good opportunities for that. Our Forever Well program that we currently do is meeting every Monday, and we have different activities each week. So the first week of the month is games. So that could look like bingo, it could look like cribbage, it could look like getting to know you games, things like that. Mostly it's whatever they want to do, not what I want to do,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And that kind of is the premise of this whole program as well, mm-hmm. that it's, for me, a general outline, but whatever they want to make of it is what I'm trying to cater to. So then the second week would be...
Real quick, Sarah,
sure.
You mentioned age range. What age range are we specifically talking about?
55 and older.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then the second week will be a learning hour that might look like watching something on YouTube that they want to learn about, bringing in a guest speaker from the community to learn about technology. We had Jacob Wagner from Department of Health come in and talk about prescriptions, prescription take back days, locations, how to properly store your prescriptions. It was wonderful. And he brought tons of swag, which everybody loves swag.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
He does do that. Yeah,
so that was, that was a big hit. This next time for this month, we have our Healthy Living Director. She's going to be doing the learning hour talking about ways to use the equipment upstairs because that was something they had suggested in the group was, I want to learn how to use the equipment safely.
Mm-hmm.
The free weights or some of the machines, and I myself wouldn't mind learning, so booked her for that day.
Smart. Well played.
And then the third week we do a creating hour. Mm. So it could be a craft, it could be something themed with the holidays. Obviously coming up, we did a fall painting this last month with broccoli.
Nice.
It was, Pinterest is my friend.
Yeah, so, right on, yeah.
And ironically, my kids had the day off that day, so they were my helpers, and everybody enjoyed that.
Perfect.
Then the fourth week is a potluck. Last time we had a huge spread of food. Everybody brought something to share, their favorite snack. This next month, we're doing a Thanksgiving potluck, so we'll have some sign-ups for that. And the fifth week, if there's a fifth week in the month, we are going over to the Boys and Girls Club because how great is that, share a door back and forth, and we've created a relationship with them where my active agers can come over and utilize their facility. They have a sound booth, they have music room, they have pool tables, and the last time that we went over there, we're playing Wii bowling,
and that was
really fun to see them trying something new and enjoying it and laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all sorts of good opportunities with this group to make connections. Social isolation and depression is something that once you get older, you need that connection with people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that our Y is this program, this Forever Well program, is a member benefit. So there's no charge to come to these weekly meetings. There's no charge to come and create something or learn about something. Now, there's otherwise that also offer trips, day trips. One Wine Fox Cities does international trips, which, I wouldn't mind if we did that. I could go somewhere warm in the winter, right?
Sorry, to go to Cancun.
Maybe everybody would want to join in on that.
I'm so sorry, everybody. We're going to Jamaica this year. Darn it. Well, I guess we got to go. Pack up.
Exactly.
We're leaving right now. So, Sarah, if you don't mind, to me, I love things with layers, and there's a lot of layers to this. So I want to take some time with this program. For one, you mentioned that this is being done another wise.
Yes.
So it seems like a program that is really designed, and I'm sure I'm not alone on this one. My family's been affected by Alzheimer's, dementia. I've done a lot of research on these subjects. Everything you just shared there is stuff that helps with these things. It helps prevent that thing. So I think there is an interesting and much needed point to bring up with that, especially with the age range we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have no history of this in your family. It's still not a bad idea to work out that brain.
Right.
We don't know a whole lot of ways of combating Alzheimer's or dementia. One of them that we are very certain of that science has shown us over and over again, keep that brain active, keep it healthy, keep it working, keep it interested. But it's not enough to just, have a puzzle to do. It's important to have other actions for the brain to do, things to look forward to, interacting with people. All of this program has all of that there for it. I know it's not specifically designed just for that, but I can't help with how much Alzheimer's dementia affects so many of
absolutely.
Us to think of that, to think that that's a nice added bonus to this.
Well, and it just goes along with mental health, having that healthy relationship where you're going out, you're being with other people who are in your community, who are in the same boat, have been through a lot of life, and able to connect with them and build relationships. It gives you something to look forward to. It definitely decreases the risk of a lot of different chronic diseases. So it's kind of, like you said, there's lots of layers to the program. It might seem like it's very simplistic, but the effect of that socialization really has a ripple effect in their life and gives them something to get up and get going to. And they do it amongst other things at the Y. They have other programs that they're coming to, and then they come to this. It's just really nice, a compliment to the Y.
That's a great way to put it, a compliment to these other. They all complement each other. And piggybacking off of that a little bit, you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club and interacting with them. Wonderful for all of those groups, all those people to be able to interact a little bit together and to be able to use some of the services over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the, again, added layer to this to me, there's a lot of kids over there at the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Them seeing how, seniors, adults, how handling their life and being a bopping around and everything. Kids are watching. Kids are seeing this stuff and seeing how that we treat our seniors, how we handle ourselves as seniors.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring. It's something to look forward to. Something to inspire these kids. Not to say that kids are sitting there watching this or even around to see any of this. But the idea of it, even a possibility, is a positive too. And for seniors, for people that are older, when we're around younger people, or even younger activities, it tends to bring that out of us. You mentioned the Wii bowling and things like that. I'm like, I know my papa is in his late 90s. He loves bowling. He misses bowling so much. That kind of stuff is something that he gets that out of his system still a little bit, still has some fun, along with the little competitiveness that he can't help. He can't help with that part. It's being Italian. It's so much fun on so many different levels with this program like this. It seems like there's other angles too to it.
Well, I was just going to say that when you do these activities with these older adults, it's such a humbling learning experience because you're doing this wee bowling and come to find out that one of the people who was there used to bowl and he knew all the terms and he was really good at it.
Yeah.
So
seeing
him light up at something that now he really can't do, physically he can't do it, but here it's this virtual experience that he hasn't experienced before.
Mm.
His face, well, he was so happy and it was so fun to see that transformation. And then also you learn what their past is. You start learning about them and you realize that they have so much experience to share. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've started a walking club at the Y, and come to find out one of the members used to do walking marathons, but he can't do them anymore. Mm. And how great that was to learn about him, that he had won medals for these walking, like, marathons. Just things that if you actually spend time to listen and get to know them, that they have so much knowledge to share and wisdom. And so this group is, it's a fun group. I would love to get it growing, because the more involvement, the bigger the impact for them.
I'm definitely getting older because I'm repeating myself in two shows back to back here. But I was actually with our friends from the Lowell Center just talking about this because of their writing program that they have over there.
Yeah.
As a kid, I read a Harry Houdini biography that just changed my life. And I thought it was so amazing. And I immediately not just fell in love with Harry Houdini, but in biographies and reading about people. But I also, where I was growing up, had a lot of homeless people there and became friends with some of them. And I was mentioning to Sarah, this gentleman, Desmond, that I knew that was a vet that was homeless for a long time and had such an interesting life to me. And I thought as a kid, who else is going to know this story? Who else is going to hear this story? This deserves to be out there just as much as Harry Houdini's story does. Mm-hmm. Everybody truly has a story to tell, and all of them are unique and beautiful and special, every single one of them. The person that I'm saying this to is that person. Like, I'm not speaking to us. We get that. We as human beings, we, you know, but as people, we're so hard on ourselves and we tend to look at it. Well, my story ain't that interesting. I was just having this conversation with my papa. My papa, 17, lied about his age so he could fight for this country, goes into Korea, goes into World War II, was a truck driver for 40 some years. I can keep going. I mean, his like his story is so interesting. Yeah. You ask him, he's like, I lived. Like, no, man, you lived. You really had a life. He's not alone. That generation, so many people out there, they don't really think that they have much of a story to tell. I think it's one of our incentives to encourage them to tell these stories, to share them. And that's the kind of thing that can happen with a program like this. Some of those, while so much is great planned here, I think so much, too, is organic and can just happen just from being in that place at that time.
Right. And what I like about the group, too, is that they have tons of ideas of fun they want to have. And I just always say to them, this is your group, not mine. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. We took a trip last month to the Woodson YMCA in Wausau. Ooh,
cool.
We got a tour of their facility. They have an amazing, I guess it wouldn't be 55 and older. It's like a senior center. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Landing. So we got a tour of the whole facility. Mm-hmm. It was breathtaking. Mm. It was gorgeous. Mm. And then we went out to lunch at the Wausau Mine Company. Cool. And these are some of the things that I'm going to be doing with them. I'm hoping to take everybody to the Pain in, I believe it's Oshkosh, next month, and see their Nutcracker exhibit with the seniors. And so these types of things are things that they want to do. They want to get out and have fun together. And I'm excited about the program in general.
Is it a program, too, because you mentioned this is based on other programs. Is this something, too, that you're kind of adapting to the area? You're listening to people and kind of think, oh, well, this might work a little bit better here than others. Something that you're going to work on over the years, kind of adapting it more and more?
Yeah, I think so. We'll adapt it to what works, what doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, what time frame works, what trips work, what activities. You know, I started off the gaming day with like decks of cards. I had no idea what anybody wanted to do.
Yeah.
And come to find out they want to do more group activities as a game. So just stuff like that, trying to evolve the process with what they actually want, listening and then trying to go from there.
You know, Sarah, one other thing that I wanted to make sure to mention too is we hear about a program like this and it just sounds like, well, there is nobody in that age range that couldn't benefit from this, not only for health and mental and all these things, but a fun thing too. Like there's that part of it as well. But then I think of how often I have people like yourselves come in and we talk about these programs. And the next time I talk to you, I hear that, well, we had a good turnout, but it could have been better or something like that. I feel like I'm not doing my job good enough if we're not getting these things out there enough. So can we get this out there more to people? How can we as a community help you guys do your job and get this information out there more? Is a water cooler talk? Is it sharing it on social media? Yeah. Are these the kind of things we can do?
Definitely. I mean, any sort of like sharing of our events that we have. Yes, word of mouth always is wonderful. I don't know. Yeah. I think we'll be putting more things out on social media, on our website.
I hope this doesn't sound like this falls on you guys, because it doesn't. Oh. I think you guys are doing all you can. And very similar to the Lowell Center or to ADRC or any other groups that we have come in, when it comes to events or different programs or classes that are offered, there's not a lot of resources to be able to get this information out there. I think that these organizations I just mentioned, including yourselves, all doing way better than average. Are you doing your job? I think it's more so on us as media to cover these things more and to get them out there more. And so we want to help with that any way we can. I know that we've got some programs that Aaron and I we're going to talk about in a moment and bring a light to. Yeah. But and we'll get the information out there before we wrap up as well, Sarah, how people can contact you and find out more about this program. But do appreciate you telling us about it. It's very cool. Very cool program. We're speaking with Aaron and Sarah from the Southwood County YMCA. I want to say a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. Always thank them. Buy local, support local. And Aaron, now it's your turn to work. I was going to do it eventually. I went through about halfway through the episode. I was like, all right, now I'm going to make Aaron work. Sarah can take a breather for a second.
Yes, I'm going to take a sip of water here.
Aaron, I do know that we got some really cool programs coming, or fun things coming up over at the Y that we want to touch on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So one thing that's coming up really quick is our next Kids in the Kitchen adventure. I call it an adventure.
It is an adventure.
Yeah, yes. So it's this Saturday. And so Tiana, we're fortunate. We have Tiana Hamm as our registered dietitian. And she does such a good job with all ages, from kids to older adults, you name it. And she's able to put this program together to teach kids how to do some fun cooking that pretty much, you know, most ages can do. So the one this Saturday is cheesy eggs in a hole, which I don't know anybody that wouldn't love that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Remember making that with my kids?
Yeah, my kids love it.
Yeah. And of course, the goal is, you know, they try, if they haven't had it, of course, they're going to try it. And then for the older kids that are there, for them to have that opportunity to learn how to cook it for themselves, maybe they take that home and teach mom and dad how to cook.
One of the greater skill sets you can learn is just is simple cooking things, different stuff to learn in the kitchen. And if anything, getting the reps in the kitchen, getting more comfortable in a kitchen or in that setting, that's really good for kids too. The younger you're able to do it, the better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it was fun this weekend. My youngest son is 22 and he slept over at the house and we made sourdough. So I love making sourdough bread, but he's just learning how to cook for himself. Single guy, living on his own, blah, blah, blah. Is tired of eating out. So he's learning how to cook and do all this stuff. But so me and my 22, how fun is that?
Yeah.
You know, just making something as simple as
awesome.
As sourdough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now you start your kids young and teach them the joy of cooking rather than the ugh. How many, I mean, I think, and both of you can probably relate, you know, a lot of, you know, we're in this world where we're racing back and forth here, there, and everywhere. And a lot of times you end up having to do the Quick Trip dinner or the McDonald's and there's nothing, and there's no shame to that whatsoever.
Half my body weight is cereal. I couldn't agree with this class more. We need more kids learning how to do these things. Yes. Do not end up like me.
Life skills.
Seriously.
What kind of cereal? All
of them. I love it. Usually it depends on what the milk. Like, I like Cocoa Pebbles because I get chocolate milk afterwards I'm still a teenager inside in many ways. Yeah. I'm over joking here. But when I was little, my nana, I spent a lot of time with my nana in the kitchen, my grandmother. And she and her family come from Italy, come from the old world, and cooking and teaching cooking is such an integral part of our family and life, and handing these things down. It's easily one of the greatest things that have happened to me in my life is learning some simple things in the kitchen and being able to not only take care of myself, but the wonderful joy of cooking for others. Mm-hmm. There's very few things in the world that feel as good as making something for somebody and seeing them enjoyed and seeing them enjoy and getting a good meal or a good snack or something like that. It's a nice class.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the drop-in shop, I want to make sure we talk about that before we let you go. I love this one.
I know, yeah. So we're not dropping kids, but So we brought this back. We haven't done this in years. Mm. And Stephanie Lund brought this program back where Saturday, December 16th, you know, if you have kids and you want to go out and get some shopping done, whether it's for Christmas or whatever holiday or you name it, or you just want to go to the coffee shop and have a couple hours to enjoy coffee and not...
Some Christmas coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's Saturday, December 16th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. And you're bringing your kids to the Y. We have lined up some great crafts, activities. They're going to be going in the Adventure Center to have some fun. They'll have games in the gymnasium. And then, of course, snacks, because kids need to eat. Nobody needs a hangry kid.
No. Love snacks. Snack. Yeah. I heard snacks.
We're all in.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you just sign up for this. I mean, deadline for registration is December 9th, because, of course, we want to be able to have enough stuff on hand for the number of kids that are registered and whatnot. But just what a fun time. I mean, it's a stressful time of year. And let's be honest, we all love our kids. Sometimes we just need a little bit of time away from them.
Yeah.
And we can focus on getting things done that we need to get done. Maybe you got to put your tree up and...
Or maybe you want to get a present for them and you don't want them to see it. That's key.
Good points right there. Yeah. All of those. What an awesome idea. A fantastic idea. I love that you threw that in there. This part of what I love talking with you about. We do love our kids. We want to make sure that's very clear that we love our children.
Yes.
That being said, we could use a break. Kids get this. I think even kids could use a break from us sometimes and everything.
Yep. And they need
matter what the age is.
They need a break in the routine, especially when you have kids that, you know, maybe they're school or daycare X number of hours, and then they have their activity after school or whatnot. It's a little bit of a break in the routine where they go. Their only requirement is to have fun.
Yes.
You know, for 4 hours, our goal is to make sure that you have fun and you don't miss mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or guardian, whoever.
Yeah.
You just go there, have a great time, and then when you get picked up, you know, maybe you have a little bit more of a relaxed parent.
I like that. Most kids aren't necessarily big on shopping. They're not really big on doing some of these things. Maybe hunting a tree down for some or something like that might be a little different. But as far as putting it up, that's not really going to interest them that much. Now, something like this, all of a sudden that time is spent with them, maybe interacting with other people, interacting with other kids, and getting a chance to really enjoy the holiday season. I know you're kidding around a little bit there, but both parties, the parents, the kids, all coming back together, and maybe in a little bit more better spirits or a little more healthier spirits.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is there a limit on that? Because I can't imagine how many people are going to be using that program.
Stephanie did not give me a limit.
Okay. All right.
So,
sky's the limit.
I'm
going to say 500. No.
Let Stephanie know I will help if she needs it. She might. I hope we have a great turnout for it. Do we have anything else? Got about a minute left. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, real quick, Breakfast with the Grinch. That's coming up on Saturday, December 9th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is a holiday classic. You know, this is what we traditionally offer this.
Yeah.
This year it's at the Boys and Girls Club.
Cool.
So we're able to take in even more families, more kids, so that they can, every year when we've had it out at Camp Alexander, we've had to turn people away. Because Lester Hall just isn't big enough. So again, here goes that partnership with Boys and Girls Club where we're able to share spaces and be able to open this up to even more families.
Mm. If people want to find out more about the things we have talked about today, Sarah, how can they get in touch with you?
They can email me, wheeler@southwoodcountyymca.org, or I have my work number, 608-673-7247.
Excellent. Thank you again for the time, Sarah. Appreciate it. And Aaron, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, people are welcome to shoot me an email. So it's my last name, Hess, H-E-S-S, at swcymca.org, or give me a call, too, at 715-818-6017.
I want to send a big thank you to the Y, also being a sponsor of our segment, The Kitchen's Open, the segment we have on our morning show that Melissa does such an amazing job with. We appreciate you all for that.
Absolutely.
Want to say a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. We appreciate them doing that. You can find out more at swcymca.org, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow the Southland County YMCA on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on things going on in your community. We will talk again real soon, you two. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
More Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.